As I read this, the Old Testament and the New Testament readings in the lectionary, I was preparing for this sermon, it really struck me how, as modern, affluent Americans, not to mention headstrong, intrepid Californians, it's almost impossible for us, for most of us, to know what it's like, what it was like for the ancient Israelites living under an oppressive force physically occupying their homeland. For centuries, their lands were occupied by the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Egyptians. And now in Jesus' time, in the gospel, the Roman Empire. The empire demanded taxes and adherence to strange laws, and the tolerance of the customs of the Jews really sat on a razor's edge. The Old Testament reading today is echoed by Jesus' words in Matthew when he says, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." The darkness, in part, that he refers to is the oppression by a foreign people and the obstruction of freedom. It was unfamiliar and restrictive at times and very harsh. But now Jesus has taken over John the Baptist's work. He has clearly started his own ministry, gathering his own followers, and he is proclaiming that the days of darkness are over. And although we get this metaphor of darkness in 2020, in an age where everything lights up, imagine what darkness meant 2,000 years ago. If you lost something, you literally would have to wait until the sun came up to find it. Darkness meant danger, uncertainty. But Jesus is now saying that thousands of years of that oppression are coming to an end because he is shining a light on the places that have been dark and alone. He is gathering followers to fish for men, to pull people out of the murky darkness and into light. But this message that Jesus is proclaiming is a subversive one because he has come to bring another kingdom, one that's very different from Rome, the occupier. So what is this kingdom that Jesus is talking about and the kingdom that John the Baptist talked about before him? Well, I'm sure that Jesus' followers had different ideas about what they wanted this new kingdom to be. I bet that the oppressed people wanted a new administration. They wanted Rome driven out by force from their land. But Jesus' subversive message rose miles above politics and earthly power. Because the kingdom that Jesus was speaking about was not a geographic region, and it did not require an army or a general to get it. It was and is a reign of God in our world, the whole thing, just like God rules in heaven. It's a kingdom that's everywhere, that takes up every inch of space. It's the air that we breathe and the freedom that we crave. It's not personal freedom of each human, but God's purpose of freedom, God's will. It's the light of God's promise to his people, and it's the light of goodness and generosity and justice. This freedom, even in the face of oppression and occupation. It's a message that hasn't been heard in a long time at this point in the New Testament by the people of Israel. And it's a message that they so desperately needed to hear and that we desperately need to hear. Because there is still darkness. There is still oppression in our world. There is still injustice. We know this. But we don't have to be ruled by it. Because we are illuminated with the light of Christ, and we are called to share that light, this good news of unending life and a new kind of kingdom. We are called, just as Jesus called his very first disciples, to follow in Jesus' footsteps, to bring love to those that need love, to welcome everyone, respecting the dignity of all people, to serve others, to keep God's vision of the kingdom of heaven in our sights. And this message is just as subversive today as it was 2,000 years ago because it flies in the face of institutions of the world based on greed and power. Yet we are still called, even more so, we are called to carry this message in our hearts and in our lives and out into the world. And as our collect says that we said at the beginning of our service today, answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of God's marvelous works, from the murky darkness to the glory and freedom of transformative love. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. Amen.